Making Peace Talks, a comedy show, The Misadventures of the Holdout Opposition. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a Peace Talks spectacle like no other. Last time, I told them loud and clear, if you're excluding me from these Peace Talks just because I don't have my own army, then this whole show isn't going anywhere. And boy, did they make a mistake. You see, the Holdout Opposition, bless their stubborn hearts, showed up to the talks with a one-track mind. They were all about dueling on those oh-so-difficult topics that seem to require a PhD in negotiation. I'm talking about the Constitution, accountability, and justice to hold those corrupt politicians accountable. They're tackling the heavyweight issues but forgetting the golden rule of making peace with someone you've been quarreling with. Now, here's a little secret: when you want to make peace, you don't show up at their doorstep saying, "Hey, I'm here, and I'm going to arrest you." That's a surefire way to never get a foot in the door, my friends. If you want someone to accept peace, you've got to change your tune, embrace compromise, and leave the handcuffs at home. Let's face it, South Sudan is absolutely exhausted from all this war. We're tired, my people. We've had enough. We need peace like a camel needs water in the desert. It's time to put on our negotiating hats, sprinkle some humor into the mix, and show the world that we can resolve differences without taking ourselves too seriously. So, let's make these peace talks a comedy show for the ages. Let's turn negotiation tables into stages and have everyone laughing their way to agreement. Because when you can make someone laugh, you've already won half the battle. In conclusion, my friends, let's remember that peace is the ultimate goal. And if we want to achieve it, we need to lighten up, find common ground, and put our differences aside. It's time to embrace peace with open arms, a smile on our faces, and maybe even a well-timed joke or two. Get ready, South Sudan, because we're about to make peace the funniest thing in town.